We have been working for as long as my memory serves me with the commission, and I think progress over the years, and occasionally we have our little setbacks, we have our disagreements, but I think we're on the same page, not always the same paragraph, but always the same page in wanting to improve services and improve our service delivery system. There are some things that Brian and I talked today afternoon that I'll be bored about in the next few months, but I think we are, again, on the same page with the commission. I'm glad we're on the same page with the commission. It makes both of our jobs easier, productive relationship. It makes for better services, and the beneficiaries of those services when we celebrate that, and I try to avoid the disagreement, but we will do what we have to do. Having said that, do now, because I think we're on the same page with the commission. There are several things I omit much, so I'll get to them later in the afternoon, but in the meantime, I want to put on a gentleman who I thank and will thank again for the continuing support of Newsline, and I will also thank him. We've also already agreed on, but we will. I want to give you, for whatever he cares to say, a
little Beatles there. Believe it or not, I do. I remember Let It Be. That's the beginning of musical memory. I'm really sorry, Ray. I don't have $5, but I have to use the Y word. Ray and I, in fact, I know Ray has weekend seasons, and we go down every year to see them. And Ray, one time, my son Jonah and I, and Jonah's here today, my son Jonah and I, condolences. Yes, absolutely. And to me, to Jonah, and to all the Yankees fans here, and to you, absolutely. So I'm sorry at Yankee Stadium at the World Series, but next, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing, too, is my son and I were outside of Yankee Stadium a year or two ago. We met Ray, and then the next going home, and we were walking through Penn Station, and who do we run into but Harold Wenning? And I stopped and we chatted, and I think he said to me, do you know every blind person in New York City? And I said, no, but I think maybe they all know us and CBVH. And I hope that they say good things about us. But before I say anything more, I guess I ought to say the first words that are here on this page, which is, good morning for inviting me here. Now, I think that there is, this speech this year might be easier than the one that I gave last year, because if you remember, we were in Albany, and at any time, Governor Pence was coming in. And yes, right in the middle. And understandably, I think the second half of my speech, yes, very much so. I remember that, absolutely. And then I think I saw you on TV that night, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, absolutely. But I guess there are no competition like that this year. But certainly, I think you all agree that, you know, despite the times here and the controversy around all of state government, I think you would agree that at every time along the way, really, even at the difficult times and even through the harshest of criticisms, our governor, David A. Patterson, will leave office with the appreciation and the respect of many, many New Yorkers, and for that we should all be very proud. I would also like to introduce a couple of people in the audience today. Who are a part of not just the NFB, but a part of CBVH. First, somebody who has been on our staff for many years. It has to be more than 10 years, I would think. And I'm referring to our friend and my colleague here from Buffalo, our children's consultant serving Buffalo and now Rochester, and we hope to get you someone else out there, Bob, to take some of that off of you. But I want to recognize our children's consultant in Buffalo, Bob Barbera. And also now, And for the second time this week, and in a different city in upstate New York, I am also very pleased to introduce to you CBVH's newest counselor in the entire state. He's serving in Syracuse. I've had the pleasure of knowing him mostly through a couple times along the way in the last 4 years. I want to welcome to CBVH staff Mr. Glenn Stewart. Glenn, you were a past scholar. Yeah, oh, terrific.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
My education today,
I did not know that. Of certain example of MFB, who's a great success. Absolutely. We are very proud of all of our staffs. I'm very proud, too, of the relationship between you and Carl. You couldn't be better than you said in that introduction. You are a gentleman, and I would definitely say, just as you portray, a few bumps along you, but I believe to all my heart that the relationship between H and the NFB is better and stronger. And I'll credit. I want to give the leadership and the membership of NFB for making that so. Now also, I noted the first thing, the first two door prizes went to Carl. Also, that Carl received a back scratcher. So anytime, which I don't anticipate, right Carl? Disagreeing to a little more, which again, we'll just pull out our back scratchers and massagers and make peace. Mindy, we'll have to get the batteries for it first. I want to give congratulations to our scholarship winners, plans, and look forward to continuing with you to do great work to continue success into the future. Thank you. I now have 4 AA batteries, and so Carl, you and I can.
You scratch my back, I'll massage yours.
Friends, once again, we convene at a time when, at a pivotal time in our shared service delivery system. We meet at a moment when opportunity absolutely beckons and hesitation to seize these opportunities will only set back the forward which we stride and we desire to stride together. We have on the horizon groundbreaking to recreate ourselves into a more expansive system, into a system that is even more responsive than now to our consumers. And I think one example of that and the partnership was your support and your encouragement for the shared desire for us to have this convention. And as I pointed out yesterday, we wanted to do this was to get more feedback and also acknowledging the turnouts at our open forum. And I pointed out, and others on the feed, that better attended than any we had last year or earlier this year and probably in the years before. I hope it was as meaningful for you as it was for us, and I can tell you right now from CBV, we already want to ask you for the off year. So, terrific. We all know the number, many of us know the number. The number, you'll know exactly what I probably know exactly what I'm talking about. If I say 70%, what am I talking about? Yeah. And we, from statistic, we know that the reality is out there. We know together to continue, I won't say begin, but continue to even scratch the surface of that 70% that just shouldn't be. CBVH, with the support of our stakeholders like the NFB, and talking about making the positive for us, our federal fiscal year just ended on the 30th, and we have counted our numbers that we believe are solid and won't waver. And so in 2 or 3 weeks, we will be reporting to the federal government that in New York State, for placement consumers in, we did better than last year. And all the applause, I think it's also worthy of acknowledgement, hardly puts a dent, we will continue to talk about, that will continue to scratch the surface and hope even to talk about some of this later this weekend as well. That every year in the last 5 years, CBVH passed our federal standards that guarantee our funding. Ever since, we've improved those standards and indicators. And last federal fiscal year that just ended, for the first time, we have standards and indicators. And I think those who are not here and are not as astute as us seem unimportant to them. The reality is that our success last year has guaranteed that our funding from Washington these 2 years will be secure. I'm also very pleased to extend to you an opportunity. I'm very pleased that finally, we're about to get off the ground. We're likely to hire is here in Buffalo. And we will be investing a significant amount of money. I consider a significant amount to be $100,000. We will be investing that through our federal stimulus ARRA dollars into an education and outreach campaign. And when I reviewed the proposal from this company, and we don't have to for bids because we're going through minority and women owned business enterprise, so we don't have to go out to bid up to $100,000. And when I look at what they have to offer, what struck me is that they want to begin by talking to our stakeholders. We want to hear from you, they want to hear from you, and you will have significant input into our education and outreach campaign, which I know you will agree is very impressive, supported by this company. So we look forward to having you around the table to give us input for that. There are other things that I look at CBVH feels passionate about that I know the NFB does too. An area where I think we all need to work together, we all need to do better, and you may not even realize too that this is CBVH's position. But we, like you, we lament that in the field, particularly now of orientation mobility I'm talking about, not only are there not enough instructors out there, but there are not enough mobility instructors out there who are blind. And we need to change that. Yeah. We can't do that alone either. We need to continue to work with schools to recruit, to advertise, and to encourage this discipline that whether you have lost your vision or not, it's not a field that people are rushing to. I am very pleased that our stimulus funds also supported the program at Hunter College, and we are very interested in continuing our support for that, but we really want our support to include the expectation and the demonstration, continuing demonstration, that recruitment of people who are blind, not just for the mobility program, but other programs at Hunter and other places that teach people to enter our field, that special opportunities, again, for recruitment and education for people who are blind. This, we need to continue to work together and to emphasize it. There's a good opportunity for us together. And then, of course, there's the new BEP legislation. As we end our celebration of this landmark legislation that will catapult our shared BEP program into opportunities almost too numerous to come, we must get to work. How can you help us? well, and other. This we can and continue to do so again this week. Please know that they're very, very limited. In reference to the restrictions that Carl, what you said this morning, is in many ways to the other that we've been working with all along in the state. But some of those are still there, and we need to be able to communicate to those entities who don't understand some of the restrictions. We need to continue to school them so that when we're starting, we do things like feasibility, that we can bypass that. And if there's any sense of feasibility, we can work all that out. Something too, you to give us advice and to give us guidance. Also, a desire, which I'm absolutely given, two things you saw on behalf of the NFA, is to work with vendors on this. BBVH advertises that with the NFB, there would not be any legislation. There's no doubt about that. And if the state can, that's their job, us, to develop these. So we recognize that, we respect that, and the state commission will be intimate if it weren't, not have the pro we have, but we also would not be doing our due diligence. We recognize the administrative access the BEP program requires the state committee to have in our BEP program, and we will only continue to open the door wider for cooperative efforts there. And I want to acknowledge Charlie Richardson, who I guess didn't make the convention, for his leadership along with the entire state committee. And I think, Ken Cooper, you're on the committee, right? Absolutely, thank you, Ken. Bob Miller, are you still, yep, okay. Please still work with us though, and every vendor in here, please give us your best advice and counsel as we move forward. And we will do. Yes, absolutely. And why too? Why do you have a lot to say? Tell.
One of my brothers and sisters, plain and simple.
Absolutely. Train and hire to secure things that will increase that levy. So that could very well be our first step. And I can assure you from the discussions we've had, that would be past, present, and future vendors in the program. But you know, there's so much that's going on here right now, and so positive, as Carl said, but we are not without threats to our system, and these are threats that inevitably could transform some institutions that we all hold sacred into unrecognizable and fragmented pieces that no longer serve the needs of our consumers. And as our bureaucracy continues to shrink, and just ask Bob, he's dealing with two caseloads right now, and ask Glenn, who's come into an office that didn't have a counselor for a while, and we had to move some of these cases around. We have absolutely no choice. It's pretty apparent that we will continue to confront diminishing staff with some opportunity, but more limited opportunity than in the past to replenish it. And we will have to redouble our efforts because, let me tell you, and I've said this many times and I will keep saying it, we might have a smaller staff than we've had in the past, but there is no way our service can be diminished by that. It has to continue to increase. And we can't do that without your support, without your encouragement, and also without sometimes your criticism. And speaking of criticism, I look into the audience today and I see a lot of friends. And among those friends are critics. They're critics, your critics and your friends. I really include you in the list, many of you in the list of both, starting with my friend Carl Jacobson. And I'm not afraid to say that, and I'm not sure you're afraid to say that either, Carl.
Critical friend or both?
Both. Nothing. Absolutely both. But the criticism is very productive, it's constructive, and we appreciate that. And I think in other services, you will continue to see the influence of people like Mindy Jacobson, who have been real strong supporters of our technology program. At the same time, you've been great encouragers to liberalize that policy more, which you well know we've begun to do already, to get more into the hands of more of our consumers quickly and with less restriction in terms of where you are, employment goal. getting adaptive assistive equipment into the hands of our consumers. That's in our open forum, and we've already begun. This is exciting. Please keep on us, keep urging us, and keep telling us where we're falling down. Yep. I guess there's somebody here in this audience, and the person were disagreement thing, and with each other, and really respect this individual, and I guess was on somewhere, he met somebody that I knew, and the person came back and said, this member of the National Federation of the Blind, and first of all, you're doing a lot of these, but my initial reaction really was, to when he met his name, I said, he's a nice guy, and mutual friends, that's exactly what he said about you. I really appreciate when we are debating issues that remains very strong, which obviously is a theme of what I wanted to deliver to you today, that we have to have that healthy tension, friendship. The reality is we can anticipate threats to our that will come down the pipe into a distant future. Give us the opportunity to work with all of our stakeholders as leadership changes in any organization, and including the other consumer organization who I will meet with next week, and encourage in the same opportunity to work together, because the threats to everybody. We've done a spirit of cooperation, accessible countdown pedestrian signals in New York City that we all should be concerned about, and quiet cars. That demonstrates the camaraderie. That demonstrates mutual respect and interest. Just to go down real quickly a list of four things that I think we must contend with in the future, and you must contend with in the future. Carl and others in the NFB and through the executive board are outstanding advocates for education. It's a heck of a system. It's not an easy one to get our arms around. We're going to be frustrated through our journey as we continue to improve the education system for children who are blind. But knowing you, knowing your leadership, you're not going to give up on it, and neither are we. So we got to continue down that road. There's a new administration coming in. And with that new administration is an opportunity to show cohesiveness again on that, on those issues that are dear to all of us. So I really think, too, that a new administration coming in is going to see, more than any other administration coming in, that our system is not as fragmented as it used to be. I think they're going to find more of us standing shoulder to shoulder together to fight those threats, and we need to educate the new administration when they come in of what our goals are, what our priorities are, and what it is that we share, because I think we all know that the more common ground we have as a system, the more opportunity there will be to implement whatever it is we feel strongly about implementing. And the fourth thing I want to say, too, is I've pledged this to Patty, I've pledged this to Carl. CBVH will do an unprecedented job of advertising scholarships, NFB scholarships in the state. Maybe we can talk about a goal that we have of a number of applicants for New York State. We'd be willing to talk about that.
One more than Illinois.
One more than Illinois. It sounds good. We will do that. Illinois, feel free to inflate your numbers so that that gives us more opportunity more to reach out.
I'm shooting for 30, so that means
okay. 31. Sounds good. Done. Absolutely. And also, second to last thing I want to say is that we continue, or you continue to provide your voice in many, many ways. You continue to provide your voice through our executive board and through our State Rehabilitation Council. And I am very pleased to recognize here today members of our executive board, Carl Jacobson, Mindy Jacobson, Julie Phillipson, and David Steyer. And there are a couple that are NFB affiliate members, like Maria Garcia and Karina, who are not here today. And also for our State Rehabilitation Council members, I want to thank Ray Wayne for his chairmanship of our State Rehabilitation. He represented our consumers well, and he represented the NFB well, and we look forward to continuing to work with you very much actively, Ray, and also serving a dual role, not only on the executive board, but on our State Rehabilitation Council, is Mindy Diane Jacobson. And I'm so sorry, I ran 2 minutes over. I didn't realize that. But I think there's one more thing I want to tell you all. There's one more thing I want to leave you with. The theme today has been partnership. And in friendship and partnership, you know, everybody has to posture, everybody has to stand to protect their resources, and also to see that the resources are used in a very way. You know, we have been, along with you, more quietly than you, but we have been behind the scenes trying to encourage the legislature. And as you know, despite outstanding effort of your own, it's politics, it's the way the legislative works, it just didn't happen this year. You know, we're not Michigan. We're not the Commission for the Blind in Michigan, or what's happening. And in the spirit of leadership that we have, and realizing that we couldn't quite push the legislature hard enough, and recognize that news will be shut off without funding from New York State. On behalf of the Office of Children and Family Services, on behalf of our Carrion, and our Executive Deputy Commissioner Getman, I am very pleased to announce that CBVH and OCFS, come November 1st, will be funding one more year. $100,000 to sustain it for $27,000 to sustain it for 12 more months.
How do you criticize a friend?
Well, but in the spirit, it needs a Brian, door prize, though.
Well, I think there's one thing, Brian, that you and I talked about, and I think we have a resolution to this, and I'd like, because we have a resolution to this. The Braille Monitor of October carries an article by a young lady, a young girl, Long Island, and there was also a discussion about other programs at the SRC between, believe it or not, ACB and NFB, on which they agreed again, that, are we adjourned already? I'm sorry, I missed that. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were adjourned. No, we're not. Okay, good. Something that Mindy and Mike talked about at an SRC meeting, and it came to my attention also through a Monitor article, that summer programs at the commission needed some help. There were some attitudes in summer programs at the commission that will reflect in an article that's in the October Monitor, and that there was some lack of participation by blind people in setting up the programs elsewhere in the state. And Mindy and Mike both asked that why that. Their statement was, there must be blind people in the ACB and the NFB who could provide some input into programs for the blind youth in this state. And Brian and I talked about this yesterday, and what I asked Brian for, in the spirit of this, again, joint cooperation, I know he will deal with both organizations, that we as blind people and the organized blind people from representing NFB be at the table from the first day of planning through the middle days of planning through the next to the last days of planning right up to the end, that we will not be add-ons, that we will be at the table and significant participants in the coming summer programs for blind youth. And Brian said,
I'm sorry.
I thought you were standing behind me.
No, I wanted to see what it was like to sit in your chair.
Oh, okay. I want to see what it's like to sit in yours then.
You have to answer to these people. I only have to answer to the legislature.
What I must have said to Carl was that not only will you be at the table with CBVH, but if there are concerns that you have with specific programs, we invite you in with us to the program itself to talk to the program administrators to see what we can do to strengthen it and to make it, and I use this word in a very, very broad term, to make it as accessible as possible to our youth.
Thank you.